Yeah, what's up, man? How are you?
Yeah, good, man. How's it going?
Cool, good, man.
yeah, I'm good, man.
Good, man. Yeah, oh, I've been good, man. Just been taking it easy. You know, how funny is it when you see someone that you know or that you kind of know, like an acquaintance or something, and they go, like they, well, you'll bump into them and they go, what's been happening? And you go, oh, it's the same every time.
Not, man.
And then, there's like so much been happening. You just think through all the things that have been happening.
Yeah.
And then you go, not much, man. Yeah, just chilling, really. Just working.
Oh, I've started going, oh, just trying to think of what's happened since. Yeah, not much. Just, you know, what about you? And then it's like they got nowhere to go.
And they go, oh, not much, man. Just chilling. Just like, working and that.
When is there a good answer to that question? Maybe if you've just got back from overseas or something. Not much, man. Oh, I just got back from overseas.
That's
you
a good
still
one.
Say not much. And then you go, actually.
Well, I think I know the correct way to answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just the overseas is a great example. If you just kind of like think of something,
think
it
of
could
something.
Just be like, oh, I got some new cricket gloves today.
Fully.
Of something.
Ask me.
Hey man, what's happening?
Oh, just
how you been, dude? Like, what's been happening?
Oh, I've been good, thanks. Yeah, I just went for a walk this morning, got a coffee. That's all that's been happening though. Oh, wait. Or this week, has anything happened this week? No, nothing's happened this week.
Nothing's happened this week.
No.
Nothing's happened this week. God damn it. I was thinking like I've been laying low this week. Is that that's a boring answer too. Laying low, man.
Just sick of the grind. Sprinkle a bit more on top. There you go. Yeah. Sick of the grind.
Watched a new show last night, actually.
Oh, yeah. Show talk.
Yeah, fully. It's boring, eh? No, I mean, I need a good new show.
Oh, yeah.
That's what everyone says.
What streaming platform's that on? That's a good question, isn't it? When people say, I don't fucking know, mate. Yeah. You go, oh, I think it's Stan?
Apple Plus. No, it's Paramount, actually. Yeah.
Oh, I just cancelled my Paramount subscription. It had been sitting on for like 6 months.
Yeah, and you only got it to watch Dumb and Dumber 6 months ago or something like that. That's what I did with that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I actually got it to watch The Curse. So, it's a few months has just been sitting there.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Cancel it.
Man, and I got to cancel... what else do I have to cancel? I already cancelled my Amazon Prime one. Had that for a while.
Oh, I've been using that recently.
Have you?
What for? Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh.
Do you know about that? No.
That's Brangelina.
Yeah, it is. But there's a new fucking TV series of it. Created by people are screaming at me right now.
Created by R.L. Stein.
He's a rapper and actor. You know, the really famous guy.
Childish Gambino.
Yeah. And it's got Maya Erskine from Pen 15 in it as the other lead.
Right. I don't know what Pen 15 is.
Okay.
But here we are.
Pen 15 is a really fucking good, funny comedy.
Okay.
Like, you know, Pen 15 Club?
Oh. I mean, what's it about?
It's about these... It's a coming of age, like high school... comedy about two best friend girls.
Yeah.
Except Maya Erskine and the other creator, actor, are 30-year-old actors and everyone around them is kids.
Okay.
So, teenagers. Like, they're actual... But anyway, she's in it and the other lead.
It's quite good. Okay. And what streaming platform's that on?
Stan.
I think
it was Stan, yeah. I can't remember. I watched
Stan.
That's a good show. But anyway, this is so boring. I'm so sorry,
Stan.
But like, I watched Mr. and Mrs. Smith, if you're asking how I'm going. I finished that yesterday, so.
Oh, was it
I didn't like it at first, but it was quite good by the end.
Okay. Because I just read an article last night while I was on while I was at work. Like the you know how the work computer's always got like 9MSN as the homepage or something like that?
Yeah. And the bookmarks bar at the bottom with like
With what?
I don't know, it's bookmarks.
Yeah. I read an article about Angelina saying, you know, it wasn't just the kids that it wasn't just that time on the plane that Brad was abusive. He abused the kids that time, and that was the last straw for me. It was the first time he'd ever abused the kids.
Mm.
But he'd been abusive with me for years
prior to that. What happened in that incident? Didn't he pour like a lemonade on her head or something?
I think so. It was something
rank like
that.
Imagine pouring a lemonade on Angelina Jolie's head.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's fucking awful.
Yeah. The mother of your children.
Oh, what a disrespectful piece of shit.
Should have had a go at him when I saw him in Ithaca.
You really should have.
Should have pulled the bucket hat off his head.
That's good.
Shake it like a mutant, baby.
Thank you, baby. I love it. Thank you, Mike.
Those things are so loud. I love it.
They are loud.
Keeps me fresh.
Is it too loud? Probably.
You can pull the little thing down.
Yeah, I'll turn it down. Yeah, put it to the...
Oh, yeah. Both. What if I click this? This one here.
The winner is Todd.
Yeah, that's perfect volume.
That's perfect. There's a bit of it. They don't play straight away too, but that's fine. We just got to get preempt the.
Yeah, you get good at that. Yeah,
yeah.
So the bump in. I always hate that. I can't stand that bump in culture where you have to pick something from your life. Mm. Well, that's the solution to it. You have to pick something from your life and to go there. I reckon.
Yeah, I think it's good. It's also like a good task. You know what I mean? Like keeps you active.
It does. It keeps you practicing being, you know, a monkey in the zoo.
Yeah. It really does. That's skill. It keeps you sharp, skilled. Do you know? This kind of reminds me of something funny that happened the other day. I was having a chat with Sarah. Shout outs.
Yeah.
Ben's wife.
Shout outs.
And shout outs to all the wives out there and all the husbands. We were talking about like not stopping for people in the street, even if you know them quite well.
Oh, yeah.
Like even if you know them well. So we kind of had this sort of unsaid thing, I reckon, from that conversation that we wouldn't really stop for each other. In like Northcote Plaza or something if we saw each other, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we might, but if we don't, it's okay.
I think you guys would though, too.
We would, but if we don't, I'd understand there'd be a reason.
Yeah.
You know?
You know the only embarrassing bit about the not stopping?
Yeah.
I swear to God that you both realized that when you did the non-stop, there's a slight like, oh, they didn't want to stop. Like both parties have the, even though they're stoked that the other party didn't stop, they're like, they didn't want to stop. They didn't want to stop. There's like a recognition that it's like, okay, we're on the no stop.
Yeah, fully. I don't think that necessarily means that you're not friends or like that good of friends as you thought you were. It can. I think it's more if it's an acquaintance. Even then, like, okay, I've got a story.
Oh, you get so off. Okay, good. You get so off the, you're so let off the hook when you just get the no stop, aren't you? Like when you see
him
and, hey, how are you, mate? Yeah, good, thanks, mate. Yeah, good, thanks.
Or when you both see each other and then you both turn around and look at your phones. And you know what I mean? When that's, you're maybe waiting for a coffee or something.
Oh,
You see someone.
Yeah.
And you both go, oh, fuck. And you turn around.
Yes.
Yeah. I had a situation happen to me where I saw someone. No, I didn't. Someone I know really well and am very good friends with saw me from across the street. I went, Todd. And I heard my name. I went, what the fuck? And I went, Todd, Todd. And I turned around and I was like, oh, how's it going? And so, like, I was actually happy they stopped me and I ran across the street. And I said hi and we chatted for like 5 minutes and we went on our separate ways.
Nice.
And they were like, they just parked on this main street and were getting out of their car and they saw me walking on the other side.
Right.
And then once that was done, I was just thinking that like, if that was me, I probably wouldn't have yelled across the street.
Oh, yeah.
I would have just let my very good friend just walk across. Because, like, I'm parking the car. I'm getting out of the car. I got to work out the ticket. I got to go to a thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Our worlds sort of skimmed.
Hang on, but you
but
stopped.
They didn't collide.
You could have just gone. Couldn't you have just waved out the window?
No, no. So they parked their car, saw me. I was walking.
Oh, okay.
If they hadn't yelled out, I wouldn't have seen them. That's a different one. It's when you see someone and they don't see you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you just let them go? Do you let them on, like float on by, you know, unaware?
Yeah, you fully can. I'm just trying to think of an instance where that's happened. Again, it just depends on the specific relationship between the two people, doesn't it? It's a very case-by-case scenario. Well,
oh, good. Okay. Me, if I'm walking down the street and you're on the other side, you've just parked up, you got to get a ticket and all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And I'm walking down, I haven't seen you. Do you just let me walk on past? Not knowing. Am
nah.
I blissfully unaware?
No, I wouldn't. I'd go, Todd. And like think, but I have seen you in the wild before.
Like, you go. Fuck off.
I think I've told you about it.
You let me float by?
Yeah. It was you and Tash.